As it goes, we're supposed to be
talking. Okay, enter talking. Here we go. Isn't there a name of a movie? Okay, this is what I really want to talk about and have a conversation about.
Cool.
Transparency.
Well, then
you should have said something. But anyway, I'm going to date myself because, you know, my understanding of the definition of a transparency goes way back to those days of chemistry class with an overhead projector.
Okay, wait a
and
minute.
And the transparency film.
Wait a minute. Wake me up.
Because I had this really cute teacher that, you know, he illustrated chemical equations with a cute little grease pencil and flip the slides, and that was transparency.
Are you hoping he's listening?
You had biology teachers that grew bones, and then you had the geography teachers that grew continents with all the different countries, and that was transparency. So the other day, I have some cable station
on. What was transparency? You lost
the transparency page on the overhead projector.
All of that was, you want to say that?
That's a definition of transparency. Okay, so I'm dating myself. So wait, so the other day, I'm watching this well-known comedian who has tons of money because of this great show that I love that was on.
Okay.
And he says, he uses the word transparency to justify the unique rapport that his fellow comedians have with all the misery around them. I'm like, what? Okay, so that's one thing. Then we had that colleague, we know that, well, you know, a colleague we had who had his transparency challenged because his website did not have the traditional items that a well-known magazine could use to justify his authenticity as someone in that field, okay,
God,
of what his business was. I have no idea.
Jeez.
Okay, no idea. And then every day when you turn on the news, in any of those pundit stations, if you're watching the news, every single political commentator comments on anybody who's running in any race.
What's bothering you about it? What's bothering you about the word transparency?
Their transparency. So, you know, so it moved from that ridiculous but, you know, kind of alluring plastic film that you use with a grease pencil, okay, to do chemical equations, to a weapon of choice. That's what it moved. It's moved into a weapon of choice to attack character, and it's a determinator of authenticity, expertise, and relevancy. Discuss.
Okay, so I go to one place. Everyone can relate to this. So when we started AI publishing, you know, and by the way, it was sitting in my kitchen, so all the squeaks and everything you hear are chairs and tables or whatever else being moved. When we first started AI publishing and we reached out to a lot of people in the publishing community, you know, it was interesting because everyone just wanted to know, who are you? And, you know, at first, being a business person, I thought, okay, well, there's a relevancy to that because people don't, you know, we always hear, you know, when you're working online with someone, you really want to know who the person is. They could be a terrorist.
Right.
They could be stealing your identity.
Right.
And I understand that. And I have no problem providing information to give a little bit of more comfort to whoever I might be working with. That said, that is not how transparency is being used.
Mm.
This one instance, someone wanted to know who we were, not because we want to ensure that you are a legit business.
Right.
But it was basically saying, knock, 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 who are you? Are you somebody I need to worry about?
Yeah.
Are you a different kind of a publishing company that might actually change the way publishing happens? Or do you have some big name behind you that, whoa, we better be careful? They wanted to know who we were. So you know, of course, what we did.
Delete.
You know, give me a goddamn break. You know what? I'm completely supportive of, and I have, you know, my own kids, colleagues that I will say, make sure you know who you're talking to. But with that said, I'm willing to give as much information as needed before we're going to transact any business. But to come out and put that out there, and I think a lot of people are now starting to do it. Transparency isn't be clear about who you are. It's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yes, very much so. But why is that the determinator?
I don't know.
Why does that become the determinator?
Well,
why does anyone allow that to become the terminator?
Well,
why is it? It's basically almost changed a figure of speech. I mean, it went from a noun to, you know, a description.
So, okay,
of whether someone is authentic.
We're talking about energy.
Or not.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're talking about energy. So this isn't going to go into a, you know, Webster's dictionary.
No.
It's about energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I look at it, for what you're saying, when people ask about transparency, they mm-hmm. really, it's like what, it's almost like which costume are you wearing today? What face are you putting on today? It's not really who you are because no one's transparent. Although there are how many people that I meet that all of a sudden I'm alone with them and I get information like they tell me everything.
Mm.
And part of it is because I'm not a gossiper. I tend to be kind of do my own thing and I don't really care about someone else's life. So I wish people
so
well.
So is that being transparent? I mean, is that transparency seeing through something? If something is transparent, you can see through it. But if you can see through it, does that really mean you know what's going on inside that person?
Okay, so you're losing me.
So, Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Enterscripts.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can. Here it is again. Trump's in the news.
He's in the news? What could he be in the news for now?
He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something coming from the mass media. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. Oprah, can you hear us? You're wondering what's it about? You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
That would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our energetic invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon. Hey, Susan.
Yes?
Do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it. And you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now. So The Kabbalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And we have a whole podcast series all over the world. And yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kabbalion.
And that's always the question that we have is how do we approach it from a different angle?
And to learn more about something, we came up with a great answer. Which put together a book of trivia on The Kabbalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly. And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further and you want to go deeper into more of the energy, you got to check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy of what you're studying in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché. So in the conversation of transparency, why, you know, what kind of world opens up that becomes the determinator of authenticity,
so,
of relevance?
This is where our conversations usually lead because you go really deep and very energetic and then I'm like sitting here scratching my head. So what are you really asking me?
I'm asking, you know, what is the worth of transparency in society? What is the worth of it? So you want to see through everything? Are people afraid what they see?
Okay, so what I want to say is people don't see anything anyways.
Mm.
People don't see me. Are you kidding me? Everyone goes out like, oh, we talked about this on social media. How many likes did I get?
I know.
Do people even really read or look at you? No, it's like, well, I'm going to like this because how is that going to reflect on me?
And who else liked it?
Yeah, if someone other people, right. You know, and so the idea of transparency is just a stupid word anyways, if you're going to talk about that, because nobody is transparent. We talk about people see what they want to see. They see, we know from science that the brain is in general lazy. and that there's so many stimuli all around that it can never take in all the stimulus that's out there. So what happens is in an effort to conserve energy, the brain will see what's the easiest thing for them to see, for it to see, which in most cases is what it's familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to see what it's familiar with because that makes sense and it conserves energy.
And think about all it doesn't see because of that.
Of course. That said, I'm going to see what I choose to see. If I see you, I see what you're wearing, a blue shirt. I'm going to decide, do I like that shirt or do I not like the shirt? It's got nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with me and what I think and what I feel. You have a shirt on that has lighthouses on it. I like lighthouses. So I'm going to say, oh, I like that shirt. It's got nothing to do with you. It really has nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with me and my interpretation of what I'm seeing. So how do you even, you know, so how do you even define transparency?
Hey, I'm staying with that old plastic film that you put on the overhead projector. Because really, if you take, you know, it is a weapon of choice in society. You want to talk about a weapon of, what is it?
Mass destruction.
Mass destruction. Mass being the people. I mean, if you walk around and you point fingers and you start having conversations about, oh, well, let's judge his transparency. What is it based on?
Well, it's
that's not even, you know, there's no, I mean, that's ridiculous irony. It's, you know, iconoclastic to society. It's just absurd. So, it's an absurd statement.
So where I would go with that is talking about going back into the energy. The energy does not change in that nobody. To sit there and say, you know, transparency is, in my mind, it's irrelevant because it doesn't matter. I just said, I'm sitting here. We're in my kitchen. You know, we're sitting here. We just had a bag of chips. It was really good.
We didn't share. And, we had our own.
We didn't share. And you know, I'm being, so, you know, this is about me just being who I am. You know, people can be out there listening to this, judging it, deciding I can be, you name it. I'm not going to give out names, but people can call me whatever, full of myself. I'm a big mom. You could go on and on.
Don't give them any help.
I won't, but it doesn't matter is where I'm going. The transparency I'm being in my mind as transparent as I think I really
and
am.
And that's all that should matter. So are you being authentic? And so who should judge that?
What I'm
yourself,
saying is,
it's not even
matter.
A judgment.
It doesn't matter.
So,
no, it's not that it shouldn't matter.
But what the word transparent is being used for is to get to know someone. That's absurd. That's absurd.
Okay.
So transparency. So, we judge their transparency. Well, he's being really transparent about this issue. I mean, throw the word around all over the place.
So you're angry because now you're thinking that, you know, politics.
I'm a word person.
Okay,
that's why I'm angry. And I like that transparency film that
you're
goes over that 360 watt bulb underneath
your energy.
No, I'm not full
this
of shit.
This is what we're talking about. It's about energy.
You want to talk about energy? That bulb projects what's on that film to the wall. Think about that. And they took that transparent page to project it on somebody and to define
what they're saying,
their character.
So people are saying you need to be transparent, which in their so it's an oxymoron because what they think they are saying is you need to be who you are and come out forward and out front with who you are. But the truth of the matter is, even if someone should do that, it doesn't matter because people aren't looking at transparency. It's a mirror. We're all a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone walks by me and if they don't like a green shirt, I'm wearing a green shirt. They don't like the color green because it reminds them of pea soup that their mother made them, you know, eat when they were a kid. They hate green. They're going to hate my shirt. Therefore, somewhere, if they've never met me, they may have a feeling of like, I'm not sure I really like this person. And it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me.
So you're being a little bit nicer because I'm actually saying that the transparency word is being used because everyone else is using it. And if you ask somebody on the street what it means, it would be interesting to find out who really understands what it means.
So we're going to find out who's listening to this because they're going to be walking around. People will be saying, are you being transparent?
Yeah, then they'll come. They'll create a law against that. You can't ask anyone if they're transparent or not. That's their preference.
So with that said, I think, you know, I think it's a big question as to what do you really see? It's
what,
actually
what
not...
What do you really see? And are you using that word to judge everything you see? That's classic. Think about the words you use and the words you train yourself to use and the words you teach yourself to use and what you absorb around you because of the words you use. Enough said.
Enough said.